CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The Oklahoma City Thunder are tops in the NBA tonight.
NBA MVP Shai Gilgeous-Alexander poured in a game-high 29 points and dished out 12 assists to help the Thunder beat the Pacers in Game 7 of the NBA Finals, 103-91.
Three is on the way. It's a Ching of Thunder Moneyball. Is Shai like a shark smelling blood in the water? He may be, baby.
The call courtesy of the Thunder Radio Network. Indiana played most of the game without star guard Tyrese Haliburton, who suffered an Achilles injury just 7 minutes in. SGA was named the Bill Russell NBA Finals Most Valuable Player. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
There has been a lot of reaction from Capitol Hill about the U.S. attacks on three Iranian nuclear sites. Correspondent Willie James Inman has the view from Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine and Kentucky Republican Congressman Thomas Massey.
Republicans largely praised the attack, but many Democrats and some GOP lawmakers say Congress should authorize military action.
Congress needs to be notified, not after the fact, but in advance. We were not.
We haven't been briefed. They should have called us all back. And frankly, we should have debated this war powers resolution that Ro Khanna and I offered instead of staying on vacation and doing fundraisers.
Kaine and Massey were on CBS's Face the Nation. Major U.S. cities are under high alert after the U.S. attacks on Iran's nuclear sites, as Jennifer Jacob reports from the White House.
The National Terrorism Advisory System is warning of a heightened threat environment in the United States. A new bulletin says that low-level cyber attacks against U.S. networks by pro-Iranian actors are possible.
The B-2 bombers used in the U.S. strike against Iran's nuclear facilities are back at home base. Returned to Whiteman Air Force Base in Johnson County, Missouri this afternoon. The Pentagon says the strikes called Operation Midnight Hammer included seven B-2 Spirit bombers. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says they got the job done.
The battle damage assessment is ongoing, but our initial assessment is that all of our precision munitions struck where we wanted them to strike and had the desired effect.
In suburban Detroit, church staff fatally shot a man armed with a handgun and a long gun, averting a potential mass shooting.
People who were very distraught and really broken up about this, they still took it very well because they recognized what could have happened that did not happen.
That's the church pastor, Bobby Kelly Jr. A church member hit the suspect with a car, slowing the suspect down long enough for the security guard to shoot him. How to Train Your Dragon maintained its top ranking in movie theaters over the weekend. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC. Used with permission.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car is making this noise. Sometimes it's like doot doot, and sometimes it's like crawl.
Do you have a dash light on?
Oh yeah.
Then we don't have to listen for clues. With the free Fix Finder service, we can read a check engine, ABS, or maintenance light to find the likely fix and even recommend a local shop if you need one.
So you don't need to hear the
Not with Fix Finder. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
As the immigration crackdown expands, some undocumented immigrants are self-deporting. Correspondent Michael Wallace reports.
The Trump administration has offered a free airline ticket and $1,000 to anyone who wants to self-deport. Regina Higuera doubted she would ever get that money, so she left Los Angeles for Mexico on her own.
She made this decision out of fear.
Julie Ear is Higuera's daughter, one of three she left behind after 36 years in the U.S. as a garment worker.
She had her work permit. That's why she had her social. She's in the system. She was paying taxes.
She now lives with her mother in Mexico and calls her self-deportation her retirement. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Suga, a rapper and songwriter in the global K-pop sensation BTS, has been discharged from his mandatory military service in South Korea's army. The seven singers of the popular band say they plan to reunite as a group sometime later this year now that they have all finished their national service. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Clear skies tonight. Breezy conditions continue. We'll see lows in the mid-70s. Extreme heat warning continues for Monday. Sunny, hot, and humid. Windy as well. Highs in the low 90s. For Monday night, showers and storms possible. Lows around 71. 79 Tuesday. Currently, it's 85.
They used to be lost, my grace. underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are alive. All things and what they use to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand that?
To Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me.
Parade of fears without pride. Now I want
I'm not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WRJN.com/contest-terms.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your Mustang down. Oh, Lord. What I say now? Mustang Sally now, baby. Oh, Lord. Guess you better slow your Mustang down. Oh, yeah. You've been running all over.
decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
Sign in. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sun in. You smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sun in. Thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you've brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny, one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you've let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand. Then a rock was formed when we held hands. Sunny, sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, spark of nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny, one so true. Yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really, really eased the day. Now the dark days are done. Bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. I love you. I love you.
Say
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Love is but a song we sing. Fears we will die. Come on, people now.
And the one that left us here returns for us at least. We are but a moment's sunlight fading in the gray.
California girls are really the most. Francisco. A pretty little chick wherever you go.
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
In times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
got its hustlers, the Bowery got its bums. 42nd Street got Big Jim Walker, he a bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy, sitting looking for a man named Jim. I am a bull shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody
say Jack,
don't you know you don't
tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit in the wind, you don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim.
Got a two-piece custom-made for you. Hey, you don't
tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. U.S. cities are beefing up security as the Department of Homeland Security warns of a, quote, heightened threat environment following the U.S. military strikes on Iran's nuclear sites. That threat extends to U.S. bases, which correspondent Holly Williams is monitoring from Erbil, Iraq.
U.S. military bases are scattered across the Middle East, along with around 40,000 American troops. Back in 2020, after the U.S. killed a senior Iranian military commander, Iran hit back with ballistic missiles targeting the Al-Assad base here in Iraq.
Correspondent Chanel Call tells us the threat to the homeland can come in different forms.
The Department of Homeland Security is now warning cyber attacks are likely and attacks by violent extremists are possible.
The fear is real. The concerns are real.
Mark Traeger with the Jewish Community Relations Council of New York says requests for extra security resources are pouring in.
My message to folks in our community is, you know, be vigilant.
The B-2 bombers used in the attacks inside Iran are now back home in Missouri, as CBS's Charlie Daggett reports on their mission.
Seven B-2s took off at midnight on Friday, headed east for Iran's nuclear production sites, while seven more flew west on a decoy mission to the Pacific.